The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomo Lefkowitz, Pesach at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been delivered Le'iloi Nishmas Esther Basra of David Lefkowitz, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. We learn in the Gemara, Ula ki have osimi bei Rav, Ula, when he came home from the Beit HaMedrash, have a menashe kalul achvosei abei chadayu, he would kiss his sisters on their chest, v'amrila abei adayu, others say he would kiss his sisters on their hands, upliga didei adidei. However, this behavior exhibited by Ula is contradicted by his own statement. D'amar Ula, as Ula said, afilu shum kurva osir, any contact with a forbidden woman is forbidden. Mishum lech lech aminazira, as we tell a nazir, go far away. Schar schar lekamalei sikrav, steer very clear of the vineyard. This is a mashal, just like we tell a nazir who is forbidden to partake of fruits of the vine that he must stay far, far away from any vineyard in order so as not to be nechshel, not to eat grapes or drink wine. So too, a person must stay far away from women who he is forbidden to have a relationship with because lest he be led into temptation. In light of this statement, how in fact are we to understand Ula's behavior when he came home from the Beis Medrash? Why in fact did he kiss his sisters? So for that, we can look at Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud says, Pliga didei adidei. V'hu haya yedei ba'atzmai, Ula was aware of himself, shelo yaveh lidei hirur, that he would not be led to any forbidden thoughts. Kshet tzadik omer haya, he was a total tzadik, a pure tzadik. Kedamrinim b'perek sheni d'ksubis, as we learn in the second perek of ksubis, derav ada bar'ava markav lo akaspe umirakid. The amoira derav ada bar'ava had a habit when he was at a wedding that he would lift up the kala, put the kala on his shoulders, give her a shoulder ride, and he would dance with her. Omer le rabbanon, Anon Mahulam Abatochi, the young rabbis would ask Rav Ada bar Ava, are we allowed to do that too? Can we also give the kala a shoulder ride? Amalahu, he responded to them, Idami Lachain ki Kishura Lachai. If the kala is perceived in your eyes to be nothing more than a board or a beam, good, you can do it. The Eloi Loi. But if you do not perceive the kala to be as lifeless as a board, then you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara does not bother to explain why he behaved in a manner which he stated was forbidden. So Tosfos is telling us that the heter that Ula employed was the same heter that Rav Ada bar Ava employed at a chasana. If you're a tzadik gomer, then contact with women is permitted, even though if you are a lesser mortal, it is forbidden. There's actually a very interesting Ramban in the Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvot LaHaRambam, Loisase Shinun Gimel, where the Ramban learns that the reason why Ula would kiss his sister's hands was to make a shinui and a heker. In other words, Ula deliberately wanted to show that the kissing was only mutter because it was his sister, but of course a kiss to any other woman would be aser. The Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezer in Simen Chof Aleph, Siv Zayin, brings down the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia as follows. Hamechabek oy hamenashek achas meha aroyos, she'ein li b'shal adam roikvei leim. Someone who hugs or kisses any one of the forbidden women, that a person, his heart is not drawn after them. Kegoy nachoysoy hagedoyla, such as his big sister, his sister who has come of age, actually would be a more precise definition. V'achos aviv, or his father's sister, ukiyot behem, and the like. Afal pisha eloi shum hanoa klal, even though he derives no pleasure from the act of hugging or kissing them. Harezem aguna bi'oyser, this is extremely despicable behavior. Udvar iserhu, it's forbidden. U'maisa tipshim, and it's the behavior of fools. She'ein kreivim le'erba klal, one may not have contact with a forbidden woman at all, Bein Gedoyla, whether she has come of age, Bein Ketana, whether she has not come of age, whether she's a minor or grown up, Chutz Meha Av L'Bitay, the exception being a father and his daughter, Umeha Eim L'Bnoah, and a mother and her son. The Rambam employs unusually sharp language denouncing such behavior. The Beis Shmuel, over there in Simen Chof Aleph, in Sivkot Nidalet at the end, brings down our Tosfos when discussing how a person is allowed to interact with his sister. He says, Mikol Shekein Chibuk B'nishuk Aser, certainly hugging and kissing one's sister is forbidden, Kamo Shekosuk Tosfos, as Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos, Hod Ula Hayim Nashik La Chosei, the reason why Ula Didkis his sister, Mishum Dehoi Yedeh Ba'atzmoy Shaloh Yovi Lidei Hirer, because Ula recognized that there was no way that he would come to lustful thoughts. Aval Shabbani Odomoser, for anyone else, it is in fact forbidden. It seems to me that for the Beis Shmuel to be bringing down Tzitzis over here on the Rambam's Lashon is a bit incongruous. As I said, the Rambam's Lashon is that it's forbidden for a person to hug or kiss even those female relatives which ain liba shalad m'noikfeleim, which a person is not attracted to them. Nevertheless, it's still osir. Tosis would seem to imply that Ula knew that he wouldn't come l'day here, he wouldn't be led to lustful thoughts, but no one else can, in fact, be sure that he won't come l'day here. If you're not in the madrig of Ula, there always does exist the possibility that chibuk v'nishuk to an erva, even if it's a sister, might lead one to lustful thoughts. It would seem from the Rambam's language that there does not really exist a possibility for anyone to come l'day here, because the Rambam tells us that ein libo shel adam noikfa alehem, nobody is attracted to his sister. It would seem from here that the Rambam disputes Tosfos' perspective on Shaar Bnei Adam. While Tosfos says that only people on the lofty spiritual level of Ula or Avada Baracha can attest to themselves that they would not come l'day here, they would not be led to lustful thoughts by contact with forbidden women, the Rambam seems pretty certain that no one, even normal people, won't be led l'day here. Nevertheless, he says such behavior is forbidden. One perhaps might suggest that Ula and Rav Adbar Ava and the like knew for sure that they would not come l'day here. Nevertheless, by other people, there's always an outside chance. It seems to me that that's not really the Rambam's approach to Pshat and the Sugya. In the 7th parak of Sanhedrin, in the Pirush Mishnayos, we find an arichas in the Rambam for, it's basically a kitzer, a summation of Hilchus Isurei Bia. In the middle of the Rambam's Arichas, the Rambam actually over there discusses Erev Gemar and Shabbos. The Rambam's Lashon is as follows in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Echad me'er chachamim olav ha'sholim, one of our chachamim, one of our sages of blessed memory, hoy menashe kachoysoy ha'gedoylu mimenu, he would kiss his older sister, hoyodeha, or he kissed her hands, kishahoy abom min ha'medrash, when he returned from the Beis HaMedrash. V'nimna mizeh, and then he stopped. He no longer kissed her. V'nizr mimenu. He was very careful not to kiss her anymore. L'tisha ra, because he saw she'ein b'itzad heter. There's no way you can be makel on this. There's no way to be matter such behavior, kissing one sister. V'amru, as the Chacham have said, lech lech armin l'nazira. We tell a nazir, go far away. Sechor sechor l'kam lo sikrav. Circumvent the vineyard and don't go through the vineyard. We see clearly from here that the Rambam had a different understanding of the statement of the Gemara and Shabbos on Ula, Pliga Didei Adidei. Whereas Tosfos learned that in fact there was no contradiction, that Ula's admonishment of Schor Schor L'Karma Lo Sikrav was just for the common folk who were not on a lofty spiritual level like he was. Nevertheless, he held that for himself was Mutter. And therefore he had no problem kissing his sisters. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that, in fact, there is a contradiction. That Ula only kissed his sisters in the beginning, and after that he changed his mind. He realized that there was no heter at all, and what he said, lech lech, amel nazira, schor sor lekam leisikrav, included himself. He stopped his behavior mikol v'kol, and he didn't do it anymore. Hence we have a machloikis, Tosfos and the Rambam. Therefore, it seems to me that the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Eben Ezra Siman Chof Aleph, is in fact the Rambam going with Shitosei. When he says, "Hamechapek Oyem Menashe, Gachas Meirai, She'ein Libish Olodim Noikfei Oleim," is Osir, he's not making any distinction between Ula or anyone on a lower Madrega. What behooves us to understand, though, is that Tosfos' Pshat would seem to be an extremely valid Pshat. Why did the Rambam reject Tosfos' Pshat? We do find the precedent of Rav Adar Bar Ava in the Gemara in Ksubas, who put the kala on his shoulders and danced. Not only that, but the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Chof Aleph, Sifkat and Gimel, cites the Ritva at the end of Mesechtes Kedushin, where the Gemara at the end of Kedushin says, a heter hakoy l'shem shemayim, that under certain circumstances it is permitted for a person to have contact with forbidden women if his kavana is l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven. And the Ritva's language is as follows. Hakoy l'fi das v'yir shemayim, It all depends on how much knowledge and fear of heaven the person has. B'chein hilchasa. In fact, this is the halacha. Da'kol kefi masha oda makir ba'atzmoy. Is aware of himself. She'yitzoy nichna v'kofuf loy. That is, his yetzahara, his evil inclination, is totally subjugated and vanquished. Ve'in malatina b'libay klal. And his heart is not aroused at all. Mutar loy lehistakil. Under those... When those criteria are met, it's permitted for him to stare uladaber ma'erva and to speak to forbidden women, v'lishol b'shloy meishasish, ask, inquire after the welfare of married women. V'hainu ahidu Rabbi Yochanan, the Yosef HaShari Tfila. There's a well-known Gemara in Brachas about Rabbi Yochanan, who would sit outside the Shari Tfila, so that all the women would see him when they would emerge from the Tfila. V'rabavo, dinafki le'em hosu debei kesar. There's another Gemara in the second parak of Ksubas where certain women would always sing when they saw Rabbi Avoh coming. They would sing his praises, and the implication in the Gemara is that he would listen to them singing. The Kamarabonah, the Mishto Bahadi Matrinisa, Rav Acha, the Noket Kala Akaspe, the Rokidba, and Rav Acha put the Kala on his shoulders and danced with her. They did not worry about lustful thoughts because of the aforementioned reason. Because Hakol Hashem Shemaim, they all knew that their evil inclination was totally subjugated, and they had nothing to fear. El She'ein Roy Lahakol Bezeh Elo Lachasid Gadol. The Ritva tells us in ending that not every person can decide for himself that he's on this level and he can be Mekol. Only someone who's a Chasid Gadol can take liberties with these halachas. I would like to add that there are perhaps two other noteworthy places where we see holy people being Mekol in these things. First place is the Kinas on Tisha B'Av, when we read about the story of the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. It's clear from the Kina that they were great tznuim, they were extremely modest. Nevertheless, we read at the end of the Kina that they hugged each other. In fact, I would even like to add that every schoolboy knows the story of Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze when he went into Golus to the place of Lavan, and his first meeting with Rachel was at the well. The pasuk tells us, "Vayishak Yaakov leRachel, vayisas koyle v'yevk." The pasuk tells us that Yaakov kissed Rachel. Anyone who is neschanech al taras hakodesh, anyone who received a traditional Torah education, realizes that the kiss which Yaakov kissed Rachel was not your ordinary carnal kiss. On the contrary, it was something rather sublime. I think this is obvious from the end of the pasuk that says, "Vayisas koyle v'yevk." Immediately after Yaakov kissed Rachel, he began to cry. Clearly, that's not normal behavior if the kiss was an ordinary kiss. In fact, Rashi over there says that the reason why Yaakov began to cry is because he saw with Ruach HaKodesh, he said, he would not be buried together with Rachel. It should seem clear to everyone that Ruach HaKodesh would not rest upon a person while he is committing a physical carnal act. So, having cited all these precedents, we need to understand Pshat in the Rambam. Why couldn't the Rambam learn the Gemara in Shabbos of Ula Plita Didea Didei? Why couldn't he learn like Tosfos that Ula was in fact on a different level than everyone else? It seems to me, perhaps, that we can suggest the Rambam is Lushitase as follows. The Mishnah at the end of Masechtas Kedushin Daf Pei says, "Lois yached adam im shtei noshim." A person is not allowed to seclude himself with two women. "Avol isha achas misyachedes im shnei noshim." One woman is allowed to seclude herself with two men. The Gemara on that Mishnah says, "Amar Yehuda amar Rav, loishanu el bekshirim. I will beprut them afilu beesar nami loy." The heter for one woman to seclude herself with two men is only if the two men are ksherim, if they are upstanding, erlicha, religious people. Avol beprutzim afilu beesar nami loy. If they're prutzim, which means they don't take isurim terribly seriously, they would be lax in the observance of isurim, then even if there's 10 men, one woman may not seclude herself with those 10 men. Later on in the Gemara, in Daf Pei Aleph, the Gemara recounts as follows. Rav Rav Yehuda havaka ozli b'urcha. Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling on the road. Havaka ozla hahi itzakamayu. There was a woman going in front of them. Amali Rav Rav Yehuda. Rav said to Rav Yehuda, dal karech mikami gehenim. Quickly pick up your feet, which means let's walk very quickly and pass this woman. so that we chas v'sholom shouldn't end up in Gehenim on account of this woman. Amar lei, Rav Yehuda asked Rav, v'ha mar hu d'amar b'ksherim shaper domi. Mar, Rav, weren't you the one who said b'ksherim shaper domi? That there's no iser when the two men are ksherim. There's no iser. That's when we learned in the Mishnah that isha achas misyachedus and shnei anoshim. One woman is allowed to be secluded with two men. So you and I are, of course, we're ksherim. We're not prutzim. Rav responded, did you think I was talking about upright people like you and I? Rav Yehuda asked Rav, El Kagoyin Mai, who then did you have in mind? So he answered, Kagoyin Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi v'chaverov. I was referring to ksherim such as Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi and his colleagues. On this Gemara we find the Machloikas, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Rosh, at the end of Kedushin, does bring down the first member of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Yishonu Ela B'Ksherim, Avol B'Prutim Afilu Be'Esari Na'ami Loi. A woman is allowed to seclude herself with two men, unless they meet the criteria of being Prutim. The Bach explains in Simen Chav Beis and Eben Ezer that the Rosh held that this story where Rav did not want to be Mekel on himself and Rav Yehuda, he was just being a machmer al atzmoi, that was a gather of Lefnim Yishur Sadin, but strictly speaking, he had a heter to be Misyachid, because he was together with Rav Yehuda, and there were two men. However, the Rambam
omits
the first member of Rav Yehuda, he does not bring it down Mahalacha, and the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perkhov Beis Halacha Ches, Loitis Yachid Isha Achas Afilum Hanoshim Harbe. One woman may not seclude herself even with many men. Which is mashma that even if they're ksherim, there is an Isra Yichud. The Magad Mishnah over there comments on the Rambam that the Rambam understood that there is no heter for ksherim unless they are on the level of Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi v'Chaverov. This Machloikis the Rosh and the Rambam made its way into Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Chav Beis Sif Hei, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, Loitis Yachid Isha Achas Afilu Manoshim Harbe, that one woman may not be Misyachid with even with many men. The Ramah over there says Yesh Oimrim Di Isha Achas Misyachedism Shnei Anoshim Ksherim Imhu Beir, if it's in a city, because on the road there's a different Chumrah, but if it's in the city, then one woman may be misyachid with two men. Continues the Ramah, stam anoshim ksherim heim. This is the opinion of the Rosh. However, the Mechaber paskin like the Rambam that stam anoshim are not ksherim. The only type of person who has a heter of ksherim is Rav Chanina Bar Papi v'Chaverev, who are an extremely lofty spiritual madrega. Based on this Rambam by Yichud that paskins that stam anoshim are not ksherim, I would like to suggest that was why he learned pshat in Ula, the day that Ula was chayzer. Ula initially held that he was on a high enough spiritual madrega to take a liberty and be mekel, and then afterwards, when he was chayzer, it's because he came around to the shita of Rav that said that the kulos were only for people on the madrega of Rav Chanina Bar Papi v'Chaverov. This is to say that, of course, the Rambam does not reject Tosis' basic premise that there are certain people who are on a high enough madrega who can be mekel for themselves. This would be pshat in Rav Oda Bar Ava, in the Gemara in Ksubas, who put the kala on his shoulders. This would be pshat in Amiram, in other places who we saw taking liberties and doing things with women that would be also for other people. And, of course, this is pshat in Yaakov Avinu. This is why he kissed Rachel. All of those Amiram, and of course Yaakov Avinu as well, were on the level of Rav Chanina Bar Papi v'Chaverov. Ula, however, upon contemplation, decided he was not necessarily on the level of Rav Chanina Bar Papi v'Chaverov, and therefore he decided that the heter of Hakol L'Shem Shemaim did not apply to him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.